Good evening. We pray that all is well for you today. Pray it's been a good Lord's Day for you. Certainly very different to what we've been accustomed to all of our life. You know, it's not been so strange in our forefathers in years gone by. They used to meet in caves, hills, up in the woods, wherever they could find lodging as a church. Gathered together. They couldn't come together sometimes for formal worship, as we're able to. And it saddens our heart we can't come into the house of the Lord, but again, we've improvised. We have parking lot services. We'll be starting back in services soon. We'll be doing that over to the family center, first of all, to have more room to distance out. And we're still praying about that and seeing how that's going to work out just right here in the next couple of weeks. We are thankful to the Lord for what we're able to have. You know, sometimes we can be quick to get to thinking about what we don't have and not appreciate what we do. I think that's good why we need sometimes to go to the nursing home or the rest home or go visit those who are having afflictions and troubles. It just makes us maybe a little more appreciative. I draw upon this illustration many times about being thankful. Over the years, I've had spells with my back and had trouble with my back. I can remember one particular time I'd come from the doctor and I was stopping at Kroger's and I was dreading to get out and walk. I got as close as I could and I was dreading to walk into the store. And I was kind of feeling sorry for myself, I reckon you'd say. Certainly being unappreciative for what the Lord had done for me and has always done for me. And I looked over and as I was thinking these things, and again probably feel a little sorry for myself, I looked over and I seen a guy out of my window. He's several cars past me, and I can just see the top of his, from about his chest up, walking. He's walking pretty fast. I thought, but just looking at him, he's quite a few years older than I. And I thought to myself, well, shoot, that guy's a lot older than me, and he's walking and going good. I need to just toughen it up and get on about my business. So I got up, and I started to walk, and as I walked out, and as we kind of walked, he's a little bit ahead of me, a little bit the car's kind of cleared out in his opening spot. I seen that he had on a pair of short pants. And up above his knees or around his knees down was a metallic leg. It was an artificial leg, both of them. And it really struck me pretty hard. And I just had to stop for a moment and thank my God for the legs that I had. And think about what God has blessed me with. You know, sometimes we get to think about what we don't have. And we get unthankful instead of being thankful for what God has given us. I've said it so many times. I know that you that listen to me preach a lot, I've made this comment so many times. An unthankful person is a person that's on a backsliding step. They're on a backsliding slope. An unthankful person, if they're not already in that backslidden state, certainly they're headed that way just simply by being unthankful. There's no way that we could thank God in the time we're going to allow here today. And as someone mentioned, the devotion this morning, the message this morning was extremely short. And this may not be as long. I don't know. It's ever how the Lord leads. But again, we don't try to keep so long on the internet. I know it's certainly hard to keep attention as we preach and trying to watch the internet screen and all of that. But we ask the Lord to bless here today. We're going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer and ask God that we could have a message here this morning that would be a help, or a message here this evening that would be a help to you. And maybe that would just strike a chord in your heart that you would say, Lord, I'm just a little more thankful. After you listen to this message, may you be able to say, Lord, I'm just a little more thankful than I was when I began. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, to bless. Here this evening, Lord, we thank you for the people. Lord, we ask you just to bless our membership as they watch in. Lord, we pray for the visitors and those in the community. And Lord, from time to time, we hear reports. We speak to somebody that says, hey, I listened in. I seen you, Brother Tim. I've been watching there on the messages on the internet. We appreciate that. Not for the sake of who I am or what I am, but the one who am I serving. That's you, Lord. And I pray as we continue to try to serve you, Lord, we can have a thankfulness in our heart. And Lord, not dwell so much about what we don't have or what maybe we missed out on. But Lord, we can focus upon what we do have, and namely is our great salvation. And Lord, I just ask to keep my heart humble. Lord, I can stay close to you. And Lord, above all, that I can keep a thankful heart of what you've done for me and my loved ones and the church I pastor, our community, our country, our great nation, really, Lord, for the world. And that is in that giving of your Son. No greater thing that man could be saved if they'd repent of their sin, put their faith and trust in the Savior, they could be saved. Bless our people, their needs, their desires, those on our prayer list, those upcoming surgeries, those having difficulties and special problems. Lord, take care of them as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to read Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 through verse 8. And I would like to say some of the most thankful people that I've ever met in my life are sometimes seem like the people maybe have the least in what the world says as necessities. They may have the very least of the things of the world. And it may be they have the very least of health and good health that we certainly think is very important. But we see sometimes we meet those people that they have such a thankfulness for them in their heart to God for what God's done for them. And it may be as we look on our outwardly eyes, it may not be that what we would think would be such a great thing to be thankful for, but that's what it humbles us and it teaches us a valuable lesson, what things that are really are important and what we should be thankful for. I certainly don't put myself as a picture of a person, as a true picture of a thankful person to God. I know I need help. I need the Lord to help me. I need to be able to be more thankful unto Him. And I want to be, and I desire to be. And I pray even as I preach this to you, as I preach to myself, as I reflect upon these things, that I could be a more thankful person than my heart. Pray that you could be as well. Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 through verse 8. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident in this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it the day of Jesus Christ. I love that passage of Scripture. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and the defense and confirmation of the gospel are you all partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. Let's go ahead and stop there just for a second. And we'd just like to draw our thought from the very first verse there, verse 3 of Philippians chapter 1. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. The Apostle Paul expresses heartfelt thanks for those who helped him and continue to help him in the ministry here in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul has a thankful heart. He again is this thankful. He expressed his thankfulness. He's sharing his thankfulness. And a lot of times it's not so easy. We may say, well, I'm a thankful individual. I'm thankful for those in my family, my loved ones, my church, those that's mentored to me. I'm thankful to my God for what he's done for me. But again, we have a hard time verbalizing or expressing that thanks. Again, I think that thanks is quite like love. If true love cannot be silenced, it's going to be expressed. I also think that true thankfulness will show itself and should be showing itself to those around us. Not only in the demeanor, the way of our life, but as with our voice vocally giving praise to our great God. It's my desire here today as Apostle Paul, and not only saying and be able to tell people I'm thankful, but I'd like to be able to show people I'm thankful. Not only to individuals, but also to my God. Not only do I let my God know verbally, but also I show with my life that I'm thankful unto Him. There's three specific groups of people that I think that all of us are certainly, and as Christians, we are certainly are thankful for and should be. Number one, just thinking from the standpoint of being a pastor of a church, and it shouldn't be just being a pastor, but all of us ought to be thankful for our families. But as a pastor of a church, in Joshua 24, verse 15, Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. For me, this is a blessing that holds no equal. as a pastor and have a family that is serving the Lord with me. They're serving the Lord. And they serve, when I say with me, they serve to help me in the ministry. And that's a tremendous blessing to me, to know they're saved and wanting to serve God. I only have 4 children, 2 sons. I have a son and a son-in-law, 2 daughters. I have a daughter and a daughter-in-law, 3 grandchildren. That's my immediate family. And that is not such a large family. But Sister Shane and I, we thank God for them every day. We thank God for their service to Him. We thank God for their love, for their mom and their dad, Mama and Papa, each other, and service they perform for their fellow man. In Psalms 127, the Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain to build it. How true that is. We understand that. We certainly can identify with that. As we think about what the Bible says, lo, children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Many, and may we all be thankful for our immediate and extended families. For our moms, for our dads, for our brothers, for our sisters, aunts, uncles, nephews, cousins, mammals, papas, all to be counted among those that we're thankful for. Be thankful for our family. Pray for those that are having those within their families, and their families may not be as close-knit as what your family is. You know, it's been a delightful thing. And there's been a lot of terrible things. And through all this pandemic and this virus, I understand all of the hurt and the tragedy and the great... There's people with great depressions and loneliness and a sense of isolation, a sense of violate as far as our freedoms. I know there's so many conflicting things that people are going through. And there's a lot of things that people look alike that they don't have, or they say, we've had this taken from us. And it's hard. Sometimes it's hard in the flesh to be thankful for. But there's been good things that's come out of this as well that I'm thankful for. I went on about four months absence from Facebook because of all the foolishness that I saw. And just the last week, I've seen some things that certainly aggravates me, and it makes me want to stop seeing some of those things. But at the same time, I've been seeing some good things and wonderful things. Pictures of families and with people with their children and talking about their children, the times they've had and what's happened during the times of this, for many, for this isolation and being away and not being able to be with families. See pictures of grandmothers and speaking to their grandchildren on FaceTime, or you see them speaking to each other through a door. I seen something the other day, some company's got some kind of a plastic net thing that you can buy, kind of a plastic, maybe it's got even got arms in it, where you can come up and through a plastic shield. I'm talking about not hard plastic, but soft plastic. You kind of put your arms through these extenders, and you can hug. Grandmas can hug their grandchildren. Grandchildren can hug their grandparents. And I thought that was quite amazing. People get very inventive. But again, as we think about our loved ones and our families, you know, we just need to, there's not enough we could say about that. And to see families coming together, seeing families enjoy each other's company. And then there's those sad times where for whatever reason, they can't be together and expressing their desire to be able to see one another. We need to pray for them as well. But just be thankful for our families. And sometimes our families may not be all that it should be. And somebody talks about dysfunctional families. And somebody said, hey, so that's been from the beginning of time, the very first family. There's problems in every family, but there's things we can still be thankful for. Number 2, I could be thankful for, and I certainly would would believe that you can be as well. Be thankful for close friends. For close friends. Be thankful for close friends. Ecclesiastes 4:9, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him. Again, if two lie together, then they shall have heat, but how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and if the threefold cord is not equal, quickly broken. Again, we say be thankful for friends. Oftentimes I use many of the same illustrations. I reckon I need to have a new one from time to time. But oftentimes we hear the definition of a friend is one who walks in when everybody else walks out. You know what? We know that to be true. Proverbs 18, verse 24, and the verse, first part of that verse tells us, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. The second part of that verse is, and there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And that's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no friend like Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus, we sing. Take time to tell your friends and you thank the Lord for them. You know, I do understand this. Oftentimes are those of the world lost. They consider you to be a friend. And I say this, befriend them as you can. But don't compromise. Don't compromise. Those who oppose Jesus accuse him of being a friend of sinners. In reality, the Bible says that he befriended sinners. But he did not indulge in their sins. He didn't approve of their sins. He didn't compromise his standing as a man of God. He could not, as God. But again, he befriended those he came into contact with. And we should do the same. Befriend people and try to help them. Number three, a group of people we ought to be thankful for is our spiritual guides. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, and then verse 17. Remember them which have the rule over you, has spoken to you the word of God, whose faith follow, consider the end of their conversations. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, and they that must give an account, they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. What about those spiritual guides you've had throughout your years? What about the spiritual guides you have today? Almighty God used His saved, born-again believers to reach out to other people, to preach the gospel to teach, to instruct, to lead us in paths of righteousness and obedience. A godly spiritual guide is of untold worth. We need to be thankful for them. How we need to be thankful for them. Listen, I'm not talking about me as a pastor. I have some glaring faults. Things that I continue to work upon. I'm talking about others that are spiritual guides. Moms, dad, a Sunday school teacher, grandma, grandpa, aunt or uncle, maybe a friend, another Christian. Possibly other pastors. Preachers, Christians, not a member of the church that you're a part of. It even may be your children. How oftentimes the children, our children, are a guide to us. Realize the importance of spiritual guides in the past and present. It may be that you need to take time to reflect upon who you are guiding, who you are mentoring, who are you leading the paths of righteousness. We're either a force for the good or we're a force for the bad. We're either leading people on the higher ground or we're leading people on the lower ground. We're either leading other Christians on the higher plane of living, or you're leading other Christians just a mediocre, just crawl through life. And that's not what God wants. God wants you and I as Christians to be built up in the most holy faith. He wants us to understand the truths and ways of righteousness. And as we have these spiritual guides, we're to be thankful for them. Not everything that we always hear from the doctor, from the dentist, from our other people, our boss. We always don't like the things maybe they tell us to do, but we do them. We are to do them. Why? They're not doing things, and we certainly would not think that they're doing things that would hurt us. They're doing things to help us, to make us better, to improve our way of life, to improve ourselves. How do we ought to be busy helping other people to improve themselves, and especially as we think about the spiritual things of life? We may be that it is the Lord put you where you're at even through all of this and the circumstances that are surrounding you at this present hour, whatever they may be, that people would look to you and watch you and see you. You know, sometimes you lead people, you instruct people, you guide people just for the very life you live without saying a word. We ought to take that in consideration. Thank God for godly spiritual guides that we have. And may one day somebody be able to look back and say that you was a great spiritual help to them. Through the power of God working through me, working through you, that we're able to help other people. And that's what God would have us to be and for God to have us to do. May we be reminded on a daily basis to give thanks for family. I would say most people do. I see most Christians on a daily basis that you give thanks for your beloved family, for your friends, good godly friends that you have, and then friends that you're trying to help or influence that you care for the good. Maybe be reminded on a daily basis to give thanks for family, friends, and also for faithful spiritual guides. Most of all, we need to give thanks to whom? Our merciful, marvelous, and magnificent Heavenly Father. He who loved us so much. He loved us so much, as John 3:16 tells us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Be thankful for a Savior. Be thankful for a Savior. In John 16, verse 13, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you to all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Be thankful for the Holy Spirit that guides, leads, teaches, and instructs us on a daily basis. How much that we have to be thankful for. Time would not allow us to continue on with the things that we could be thankful for and should be thankful for. And no doubt many of us, many of you, are thankful for. Let's obey with love, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. And that passage of Scripture simply says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Do you understand? Do you understand that God wants you to give thanks? God wants us to be a thankful people. Most of the time when you meet a person that is a thankful person, you meet a person that is a joyful person. You meet a person that is a positive thinking person. Most of the time you meet a person that is a productive person. They're busy about the things of God. Why? Because they're so thankful. They're so thankful. Give thanks one for another. Let's give thanks unto our God. Let's read our text again as we get ready to come to a close. Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 through 8. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always and ever prayer of mine, for you all make a request of joy. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day to now, being confident in this very thing that He should begin a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it meet for me to think this of you, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both of my bonds and my defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul was separated from those he loved, those that he cared for. It may be that you're separated from them today, but you can still express your love. It may be that you have those with you and you're not separated. Well, don't take that for granted. And have a more of a thankful heart unto our great God. and how much that He loves us and what He's done for us. How could we be anything but a thankful people? Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank You for Your greatness, Your mercy, Your grace. Thank You, Lord, for the great salvation You've supplied unto us. Lord, we thank You for health. We thank You for family. We thank You for friends. Lord, we thank You for the opportunity to share, to use and be used in Your service. We thank You, Lord, for our marvelous salvation. We thank You, Lord, for who You are and what You are, and bestowing Your favor and Your mercy and Your grace upon us. Lord, we ask You to bless those on our prayer list. Ask You, Lord, to bless special unspoken requests. I have one myself on behalf of a member. Lord, I ask You to bless those in the hospital, those who are having surgeries, those who are having tests, those who are waiting for tests to be ran. Thank You for those who are lost loved ones. Lord, we pray for them as well. We pray for our missionaries. We pray for stay up on this virus. Lord, You're a great God. We praise You and thank You, Lord, for all You are and who You are, what You've done, Lord, and yet we know the best is yet to come. And we thank You even in advance for that. Help us, Lord. Forgive us sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.